Extra, extra.
Some called them kings, others called them gods, but one thing everyone agreed on was that Tenacious D was more talented than the Beatles, Stones, and Zeppelin combined. But when their film, The Pick of Destiny, failed to perform at the box office, these two king gods tasted mortality.
Kyle couldn't take the pressure. It was no more Kyle. It was only Rage Cage.
It wasn't long before Kyle Gass was committed to an institution. Meanwhile, Jack Black was committed to becoming insanely famous and successful.
I just called this press conference to let everyone know that I am indeed the happiest and most fulfilled human who ever lived. Thank you.
Jack, or Hollywood Jack, as he likes to be called, spends his time buying mansions, meditating with monks, and doing lots of drugs. So will Jack Black and Kyle Gass ever reunite? The answer, unfortunately, is a resounding no. Zero chance. That's not opinion, that's fact. Tenacious D is dead and gone forever. Now let's check in with Mario, rocking out on the set of the new Selena Gomez.
I looked Scorsese square in the eye, and he said, can I have one more take? And I shit you not, I say, I will not give you another take, Scorsese, unless you tell me the story of when you and Danini had your powwow. Scorsese, all day long with Scorsese. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and we just laugh. Excuse me, this is private property.
Jack, it's me, Kyle. We were in a band together.
I'm sorry. Pemberton, could you please escort this riffraff from the premises?
No, Jack. Jack, it's me, Kyle. If I can't have you.
Don't worry, Jack. It was worth it. See, I didn't take a bullet for you.
You didn't?
I took it for both of you. For the D. They're the reason I got in this crazy business.
Really? Because you started...
Goodbye, Jack.
No, Kyle, no!
You remember that?
Of course. I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry for everything.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry I tried to kill you. I'm sorry I killed Val Kilmer.
Whatever. That's not important. What's important is you and me.
It's now been 3 days since the hug began.
Literally hugging for over 1 week at this point.
These guys have been hugging now for more than 2 weeks. I hope neither one of them gets an accidental boner.
People are calling it the hug fell around the world.
It is, and I'm happy to hear Kyle is out of
the mental. The president has declared that marijuana is now legal.
All wars have ended.
Word has it that the two are now going back into the recording studio.
Yes!
Back and we're gonna spread the magic.
Yeah.
Ready to bottle it?
Ready.
Do it. Go. Go.
The D is back. We're better than before. The D is back. The D is back. Go, go. The D is good. We're good.
Dude, we suck. I don't remember anything.
I forgot how to sing.
What do we do?
Dude, if we're gonna do this, come back and look at me in the eyes. We have to train. We got to be the best.
To be the best, we got to pass the test. We got to make it all the way to the top of the mountain. We can do it again. To feel the high, we got to learn to fly. We got to take it to the sky. The best.
Well, I guess I was wrong. Jack and Kyle went back into the studio that day. 75 minutes later, they came out with a new album. However, it was awful. 75 minutes isn't really enough time to record an album. That was incredibly dumb on their part. But they played it for some friends and got good constructive criticism and tried again. When they emerged, they had made the greatest album ever recorded by anyone, ever. That's not opinion, that's fact.